Just one halakha and the laws of lighting Nerot on Yom Tov. Now we're coming up to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Halakha says that the ladies, they light Nerot. The question is, what is the proper way for them to make the beracha? It's clear on Yom Tov, the beracha is lehadlik ner shel Yom Tov. Whereas on Erev Shabbat, the beracha is lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. The question is, if let's say a lady made a mistake, she's always used to saying lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. So she made a mistake, she was lighting Nerot Yom Tov, she said lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. What is the din? So one can argue that really in the Lashon of the Torah, Yom Tov is also called Shabbat. So therefore, it's not a false word. Yom Tov and Shabbat are synonymous. However, Rabbi Yashiv says that you're right. Lashon Torah lechud and Lashon Beracha lechud. But the language of the Beracha is different. In Berachot, Shabbat is Shabbat and Yom Tov is Yom Tov. We don't say Shabbat and Yom Tov. And therefore, he holds halakha lemaaseh. If a lady made a mistake and said that lichner shel Shabbat, and she didn't correct herself, toke de dibur, she must make another beracha. And she can continue to make this beracha so long as the nerot are still lit. So if they're receiving hana'a, she says that lichner shel Yom Tov. The next question is, when is she supposed to make the beracha? Before she lights or after she lights? Regarding regular nerot of Shabbat, there's a big mahloket when the ladies are supposed to light. It's clear that the Ben Ish Chai held that the ladies are supposed to light and then make the beracha. The reason is because they hold that if they're going to make the beracha, it's like they're accepting Shabbat. So how could you light the Nerot if they accept Shabbat? And that was the opinion as well of the Rama in Resh Samech Gimal. And it seems clear that that was the minhag in all the places of the Sefer Adim. The Mesek and Aram Tzova as well, they used to follow the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. And that's the way Chacham Baruch HaLashem used to teach us. He said, following what your mother did, and most of the ladies did that practice. Although Maran holds different. Maran says that the way it's supposed to be lit is first the beracha and then you light. Like all the berachot, over the asiyatan, you make the beracha and then you light. Recently, Sister Hakam Avadia started to push this halakha, so a lot of people started to adopt this practice. But again, as the rabbi said, when we asked him what we're supposed to do, he said, tell your wife, whatever your mother did, let her follow the same practice. Al titosh torat emecha. And that was the minhag, as I said. But while we have a question how to light Nerot Shabbat, everybody agrees that when it comes to Yom Tov, you make the beracha first and then you light. Because the reason doesn't apply. The whole reason on Shabbat is because if you're going to say Ladlik Nerot Shabbat, you accept the Shabbat. Now how could you light? But on Yom Tov, even if the beracha you're accepting, you're allowed to light on Yom Tov. You're allowed to light Nerot on Yom Tov. It's permissible. It's not asur. So therefore, everybody agrees that you should do it over the asiyatan. That's the opinion of Hakam Ben Zion Abba Shaul and Ole Tzion. That's the opinion of the Kapahayim. That's definitely the opinion as well as the Ben Ish Chai. And I mean, definitely the opinion of Hakam Avadia. He was even on Nerot Shabbat, Kal Vachomer on Nerot Yom Tov. So two halakhot. Number one, if one makes a mistake between Shabbat and Yom Tov, if he says the Lignesh of Shabbat, he has to go back and correct it. And if he did not do a Tokeh de Dibur, he has to repeat the Beracha. And according to everybody, the Beracha and Yom Tov is over La'asiyah.